The former All Blacks first five, Dan Carter, is officially part of the Blues. After initial reports last night sent the rugby world into a spin, the two-time World Cup winner trained with his new team for the first time today. Carter has joined the Auckland-based side as injury cover for Stephen Perifita, who has a broken foot but won't be ready to play for several weeks. Clay Wilson and visual journalist Dan Cook were there as the Blues unveiled the All Black Centurion.
A sight Blues fans could scarcely believe. Five World Rugby Player of the Year awards between them, Dan Carter and Bowden Barrett kicking it together at Blues training. Canterbury-born and as red and black as they come, Carter admits pulling on his new colours for the first time was an interesting experience.
It took a while to sort of put it on, but once I was out there training, it was... Just love being out there again and kind of reminded me exactly what I was missing over the last 3 months.
For the Blues, the surprise signing is a right place, right time scenario. Back in Auckland after the COVID-19 pandemic ended his time with Japanese club Kobe, Carter was a free agent. Something Blues coach and former All Blacks and Crusaders teammate Leon McDonald knew only too well when utility back Stephen Perifita suffered a broken foot at training.
I think I got the timing right. I think I got him when he was sort of maybe coming out of lockdown and not quite thinking straight, and he's a man of his word, so he couldn't go back on it. So I think I might have hit the jackpot there.
It's not a jackpot McDonald can cash in right away. While Carter doesn't look 38 years old and admits he's feeling fit, he's well aware he's only played 6 games in the last 18 months. McDonald says fans shouldn't expect to see Carter on the field in the early rounds of Super Rugby Aotearoa.
We're 3 weeks into building up our progressions into contact, and he's day one, and had to sort of warm up the old hammy. So we've got to take our time to make sure we look after Dan. We need to progress him safely.
Outside of that, Carter's primary role over the next month will be as an off-field leader. Mentoring the Blues' young players is also a big part of what lured him to join the franchise. Sir Graham Henry, the former All Blacks and Blues coach, says the signing is a massive coup for the team.
I think it's marvellous. He'll add a huge amount of experience, obviously, but he's also been playing very well. He's been playing in Japan up to a few months ago, and according to his coach there, Wayne Smith, he was outstanding, even at 38. So I think it's very special.
Carter thinks the same. He also has the blessing of his father and staunch Cantabrian Neville, and another of those he holds dearest.
One of my sons was, realised that I'd finished playing in Japan, and he was absolutely over the moon that I was back home for good. And then he was asking if I'm retiring, and I said, I'm not too sure. I haven't really thought too much about it. He's like, well, why don't you just go play for the Blues, but you're only allowed to play home games.
With everything coming together so quickly, the 38-year-old isn't even speculating about what lies beyond this short-term deal. But looking at Carter, it's impossible to rule out him continuing in some form. And with Dad Neville playing until the age of 40, there's no lack of motivation either. For Checkpoint, Clay Wilson.